Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In total control. Kind of like he's on the hill. Today, pitching for the home team, the Washington Nationals. Maybe let a little Jake Irvin in him, who was absolutely, I guess, outstanding is a good word.
Shoving's another.
Yeah. It's getting the job done. You know, you want a good pitch count. It's so, you know, early, and we've got a lot of arm issues in Major League Baseball.
Whole heap of them.
Yeah, a lot of people talking about, oh, we're moving up the time. Man, we got babies throwing so hard. Good friend of mine has a 12-year-old who's a beast. And I know as a young pitcher, and I love to pitch. And it's one of the reasons why I was ended up playing, which I thought was the dumbest sport ever created, was football. But I thought it was cool watching other people do it. But when you play baseball at a really high level, you feel like you never have to do it. But if you hurt your arm throwing splitters and knuckles and drops and curves and all that, not good. My advice to all young pitchers, no junk. Save the junk for college or pros. You know, two-seamer, use your velocity. Don't force it. You need your arm for a long time. It's tragic what happens. When you throw your arm out, and you lose your velocity. You can't do it, and it happens. And you do want to win. And I was, you know, we went a lot of success in baseball. I was. You ever been undefeated in a team sport, Max?
Undefeated? Ooh, that's. Mm-hmm. I think so. We it was a youth basketball team.
You don't
team.
Think so? You don't. See, there's one thing about it.
I know we won the championship. That's all.
Yeah, no, I know you. I know you do. Let me tell you, I used to do this all the time with groups. The one thing you never forget is if you're undefeated.
That's true.
You just don't forget that. You don't almost. You know, it's like the guy in high school used to say he had a girlfriend, but she was in Texas, and he in California. You in Texas, and she's in California. Yeah, okay. I used to do this with groups. I'd say, raise your hand if you ever won a championship. And then I would go and ask people describe where you were. You know exactly everything about it if it's real. And especially if I go, if you ever been undefeated, no one ever lies about that. And if you do lie, I can bust you in 5 minutes.
It's fair.
And you just... I was 25-0 at 13 years old.
Damn.
Never again was undefeated again, but I was 25-0. And Herman McCulley was the manager. And It was the Yankees. And he told us at the beginning of the season that we were never going to lose. Now, you got to understand this. By most coaching standards, that was taboo. You know, the most of the things you say, and then we're talking 60s. You're going to say, you know, you play to win, you know, and you're going to play. It doesn't matter. It's how hard you play. All that crap that you should try to tell you. It's not who wins, it's how hard you play, blah, blah, blah. And he was the first guy that I had ever said what I always felt. But I never said it either. I go, why the hell can't we win? Now, I was like 17-2 in Little League, and we won it. We had really good teams, but we weren't undefeated. And that's why I've always, like the Miami Dolphins to me, nothing beats them. It's undefeated. And my goal is always, we're getting away from that. Now, we're kind of, as a society, we've kind of moved away. I mean, like the undefeated, the streaks, Oklahoma, Texas used to have. To me, that is so awesome. And we kind of gotten away. It's not that what it once was. We still value the gold medal. I think that's, I'm glad we're, I can't wait for the, well, I guess I could wait. But I do look forward to the Olympics. Are you an Olympic guy?
Oh, yeah. I kind of forgot that there were it happens every 4 years. I forget that they're in the summer. And then a few months.
It kind of pisses me off. Yeah. But then I go, when it's so good, when it happens, I go, hey, jerk, get over yourself. 4 years is fine.
It is. And because the 2 years with the winter also helps kind of break it up a little bit.
Yeah, the winter thing. Oh, love it. I love all. I mean, the break is kind of cool. We haven't found a way to F this up yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. I mean, that's who we are.
Soon.
So, my goodness. I mean, usually, leave it to us. Right. We'll F it up. But, I mean, there's just certain things. And see, you're still in toddler mode. And I can say this to you. I go, get your lists or set your goals to things that in the sporting world or whatever else, but just because this is a sports format, that you want to you want to be able to say, yeah, I did that. You got to have things that you stretch out that mean something to you. Otherwise, you'll get bored.
Yeah.
Trust me. Yeah, you'll get bored. And I don't want to ever see you get bored with it. And if as long as you stretch these out, it'll work for you. And it could be stadiums, could be events, it could be certain things. But the undefeated thing, me, you know, it sucks when you hit it at 13 and you never get it again.
Yeah, it's only down from there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, but some people never get it.
That is true.
Yeah, you never get it. If anybody out there has ever been undefeated in the sports realm, I'm not talking about in your damn backyard either. Don't waste my time. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Holler at us right here on Overtime.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
3 to go in the fourth. Pardon me, Philadelphia up over the Miami Heat, and this is going to be a classic. Seems like it's an annual affair with the Heat and the city of brotherly love. Speaking of that, Bristow is our next stop. Sib, welcome to Overtime.
My man, Doc, what's happening, brother? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm having the time of my life.
I know.
The
I know
Nationals beat the Dodgers. The Capitals beat Philadelphia. I got a playoff hockey team. I've got a young, aspiring baseball team that looks like we've got a superstar leading off, playing shortstop. I mean, where else would you want to be?
Then right here, right now.
Right there. Amen.
Hey, so let me just say that. I'm going to just put a disclaimer, man. I don't know Doc from Adam. I know him from his career and everything. So before I say what I want to say, so people don't think that I'm like your relative or something. 106.7, I got a bone to pick with. You're getting no respect, in my opinion, Doc, because you're every time, you're everywhere on weekend, overtime, night, everything. But when I hear, like, what I'm trying to get to is when Lynnell Willingham is on the evening in overtime, there's an announcement saying it's overtime with Lynnell Willingham. When he's on there on the weekend overtime, they announce his name. But I don't hear no name overtime with Doc Walker. I never hear it. It's like you're on the team. You're doing all the dirty work. If I could use a basketball analogy, they gave you a jersey but with no name on it. I mean,
that's
like,
okay.
No, I know you're okay with that. I know you're not complaining. I'm saying it because it just, I just feel like somebody, CK, whoever it is, please. I mean, they don't even acknowledge, man. That's just kind of, it just bothers me. That's all I'm saying. Doc, I had to get it off my chest. I mean, because I've been listening to you forever. I've been following you. You know, I'm almost 50 years for Redskins fan and everything. And oh, I just feel like you're a Super Bowl champion. I mean, legend. Not that you need any introduction by me. Everybody knows you. Everybody knows you. You're everywhere, and that's great. I mean, that's great. So I'm just saying, just show some appreciation. That's all I'm saying. Show some acknowledgement, for God's sakes. All they have to do is just say, hey, you know, overtime with Doc Rocker. That's it. It's like you said, Coach Thompson said, you are simply one of the best because you always are, you know, classy guy. You're acknowledging the people before you who came before you, who paved the way, and I really appreciate that because I followed your Pro View from, you know, I watched almost all the episodes, not quite, but that was one of the best programs. You got to bring Pro View back to life sometime, Doc.
Well, they did. Yeah, well, you know, we had 21 years. You know, it was the most fun ever because it's not about me. It's about getting you inside the life of the people who built these careers.
And to use your phrase, Doc, not to interrupt you, bridge the gap. That's what you were doing. And you know, Doc, it's so underappreciated because I loved it. You brought so many stars, including, I mean, legends like John Thompson, everybody. I mean, Doug Williams was my favorite one still. I mean, like I told you before, I was crying when I was watching Doug Williams' interview with Pro View. I couldn't stop my tears. I mean, because that was such a beautiful, I mean, it was just great, Doc. Anyway, man, I just wanted to holler at you, and you're doing amazing. I mean, you're the oldest member over there probably, and you're doing the most work that I see. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm built for this, though, Sib. I'm built for it.
And I
appreciate you. And just keep doing what you're doing, man. And really,
God bless you, man.
Remember this, though, Sib. Remember this. The people that do have the billing and they got the intros, it's good that they have it because you need to know who they are.
You're right. That's a good, very good point. Look at it.
There you go. Always remember that.
One thing, tell your boy, Lynnell Willingham, that when he starts using other people's stuff, please give them credit. He's plagiarizing on air. I wanted to call him and just give him a hard time, but you know, I love him too.
No, he'll be okay. He's learning. He's young.
Yeah, I guess
you know,
so.
He's a toddler.
Hey,
and what you got to understand, Sib.
That's what Coach Thompson said.
He's young.
He's young.
Exactly. Somebody work with me. Doc. I'm working with him. He's gonna be all right. Hey, Sib, you just stay on all of us. As long as you are the caregiver, we all gonna be okay. All right. You got our back. I appreciate that. Let's go to Coach Wallace. Coach, what up?
Hey, Doc. How you doing, sir?
Hey, man. I got a guy like Sib, got my back. I'm good.
I heard. That was much love. Hey, I heard you talking about the undefeated season. I had one as an assistant coach with my man Ed Hunter, out here in Dulles South, out here in Loudoun County, and youth football, and we ran through everybody. Went to.
All right, let me ask you this: what was your record?
Yes, sir.
What was your record?
9-0.
Took you 9-0. Slim. Coach, come on.
Oh,
coach.
Well, hold on a second.
Coach,
we're over at Westfields.
Coach, you drinking? Yes, let me ask you this though, because a full disclaimer: did you have any cocktails tonight?
No, I don't drink alcohol, man. I cut that out of my life a couple years ago.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying, it took you a long time to give me the record.
I was trying to add up because we had 7 regular season games, and then I believe that's 3 afterwards. So I think it's 10. I think it was 2. But we were over at Westfields playing in the championship. And my point I wanted to make was in youth football, you know, speed kills. And we had the fastest player on the field. So for us, we were just doing sweeping motions with our left hand or our right hand. And that's it. And we ran that all day, every day. And having the fastest player on the field, you know, we took it to the house and brought the trophy home. But there were a lot of other kids on the team, and you know, you're talking about youth coaching all the time, which I so admire. There's 11 other, you know, 10 other kids on the field, however many other players on the field that need our support and investment. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot, you know, at times that's what youth sports is for me. For those kids who don't have it at home. Yeah. For those kids who don't have a man in their life that's mm-hmm. giving them that investment, that time, calling them up, checking on them, being invested in the songs that they like, you know, mm-hmm. that's what youth sports can provide. And I think there are a lot of young men out there who need someone in their life that can provide that. And with us coaches out here, you know, that's that opportunity.
Well, God bless you. We appreciate what you're doing. It is, I can't share with you enough it is what you're doing. Mike Anderson
is getting grassroots. He's coming back. Grassroots, he's coming back. We just seen the post the other day.
Yeah, he's coming back. Listen, I'm so we happy all go for through... him. Because I was with him, and we put in work, man, and it was –
it's a lot of work. We were coming across the bridge. I'm wearing my War Eagles hoodie right now. We were coming across the bridge.
That was a very special time in life because we put in a lot of work, man. And it's these young people. And every time I see the Stephon Diggs of the world, I see these young kids. They were babies. But that was the group that was out there. A lot of them are on the NFL now. A lot of them have gone through the University of Maryland, UVA, Virginia Tech. And we had them down there, man. 6th, 7th.
Listen, we can see like even with Jordan Poole, and the way the Wizards staff talked about him tonight, and the investment that they have in not just the player, but the person. And I'm telling you, if as men in our communities getting out there and being involved and being invested in someone, we can turn generations around. Being a light in someone's life, absolutely. Like representation matters. They turn around and then they grow up, they go to the NFL or wherever, and that's what they're looking to do. They're looking to take their success. How can I help others with
go
that?
Back and coach.
I think that's
Coach, you keep doing what you're doing, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, sir. Hey,
all
I right, love
good
you,
deal,
dog.
Man.
I listen to you all the time. You see you hey, I even eat dinner with you, brother.
My man. Appreciate that.
All right, sir.
Hey, Max. You
yes,
see
sir.
These coaches. Max, we're gonna have you coaching, man.
Man.
But Max, you are coaching. Just when you train guys on the board, like you would train, you train somebody else. That's coaching.
Oh yeah, succession.
You know, it's coaching. It's all about helping somebody else. But the competitive part is competing against another group. Another group. That's what makes it so good. How about now? You said Mike and King George. What is King George?
King George County.
You got to school me on that.
See, that's it's a county somewhere. I believe it's in Virginia.
Really?
I think so.
Hey, Mike, hook a brother up.
What's going on, Doc? How you doing, man?
You school me. King George. That's new to me.
All right, King George. We're right out by Fredericksburg and Stafford in Virginia. So we down in the Fredericksburg area.
All right.
Yeah.
I got to put that on
so
my
map. So I grew up in Woodbridge, my whole family. is okay. All diehard Redskins fans. They love you. But I got to tell you, let me veer off a little bit. I was 8 years old. I was left-handed, and Jim Zorn was the quarterback for the Seahawks, so I'm a diehard Seahawks fan since I was years
good
old.
Good for you, man. As long as you pick somebody.
And my whole family is all Redskins fans. But my immediate family, all my daughter, my kids, they're all Seahawks fans, so we all converted.
That's good. That's okay.
So I might be part of the elite here, but my very first year I played football, I was 8 years old. We went 17-0, Doc, not 10-0, 11-0. My coach would call around. His name was Gary Green, and he called around into Louisa, to Fredericksburg, to everywhere, and we went and played at their field. And we practiced 4 or 5 nights a week back in the 70s, man. So we whipped everybody.
How old were you on the team? How old was you?
I was 9 years old, and I was the quarterback. We ran the plays in. We ran the wishbone, and we ran the plays in with the quarterback.
And
we
guys were 17-0.
17-0. I kid you not. Bearcats. 1977, coached by Gary Green.
Do you have a team photo?
Yes, I do.
Send it to me.
I sure will. Okay, so that was the first time. I'm not kidding you. I will find it.
Send it to me. Rick and Doc Walker. I want to see it.
And check this out. All the coaches wore those satin jackets. They got all the parents those beanie caps. Nobody had that stuff, Doc. We were ahead of our time.
You 17-0. I got to have a photo of that. Undefeated.
Okay.
All right.
And then this one you can look up online. Then when I was a freshman, that was football. But I was a big baseball player because I was left-handed. So then my freshman year in high school, I went to Potomac High School in Dumfries, Virginia, and we were 23-0-1. And our only fault, the tie, was we were tied up in the last inning, and we went into extra innings, and we put 7 runs up on the board in the top of the inning, and then the coach on the other team told the kids to say that they couldn't see the ball when it was coming in, and then they called the game and inverted it back to the last
baseball.
Inning.
Again.
23-0-1. Potomac High School, 1983. That's
Mike,
look up.
It's all
anybody
documents.
Look at
see,
it.
Mike, we'll Google you, man. Mike, don't get
Google
busted.
It.
All right.
Google
I'm,
it. 23.
What? Oh, you're going to be Googled. All right, Mike.
Hey, 20,
appreciate you,
23,
man.
23-0-1.
Send
okay,
me
and
the
last
photo.
One was, okay, and the last one was a church softball team.
Mike, you ain't got 3, man. Come on now.
32-0 on the
Max,
softball team.
Max, are you checking Mike out?
I'm trying to keep up with it.
Come on, Mike.
Listen, 1977, 17-0. I'm going to send you a photo of the team. And if I got the trophy, I'll take a picture of the
you
trophy.
You do it all,
end.
Mike. We're going to post it, man.
And then high
hit
school
me on X.
Was Potomac
You're
High
post
School,
it.
1983.
No question.
Yep, 23-0-1. And we tied Garfield High School, our arch rival, which was the worst part of
see,
it.
See, Max, you see what I'm telling you about? Why I love doing this is that you got to be factual or you're going to get busted.
It's true. He's got the specifics.
Yeah, I ain't going to get busted. Hey, you can check both of them. I'll go check the photo of the youth league.
Everybody, this is like Big Tony. This is why I get Big Tony out. Big Tony say he a deer hunter. He got all these photographs of deer. Yeah. I've been to how he got a thing full of, he got a freezer full of beef. He got all this stuff. I've never seen him shoot anything. He never has a process. See, you can only fake it so long. Do we have time to get Michael in Arlington in?
Let's see.
Okay, let's go. You want to go to break?
Yeah, let's go to break.
All right, we're going to break. We come back. Michael, hanging in Arlington. Undefeated. Now, everybody's going to be undefeated. Everybody's going to end up being undefeated. It's impossible. We'll be right back here on Overtime.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
With the second pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Washington Commanders select, and that's where the pause comes. I hope somebody comes up with an envelope and says, we want to announce a trade. And that's when things get really exciting. There is nothing more exciting than when they say, we have a trade. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Wherever when I'm going to be, that place will explode if they make that announcement.
Oh, it would be unbelievable. I don't know what's going to happen.
There would be riots. Not,
yeah. I'm so glad that I don't have to be concerned about it this year. Normally, I'm a wreck during this time because I have so little faith in our command. Now I have the utmost respect and the utmost confidence.
It's a weird feeling. It really is.
No, it's you know what it is? It's so comforting not to have to expend all my energy when I have limited resources.
It's true. You don't feel like you have to do everything for them.
I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
I don't even want to discuss it because I don't want to make somebody think, because I know people wager, and the one thing I don't want to do is be irresponsible. And you have people trust you, and I don't want anybody, like, you know, we're in a market now that people get, it's called a click society. And so somebody wants to, if I say tonight that, hey, Billy Barty, I think they're going to take Billy. Somebody's going to repeat it and say it. I don't even know who Billy Barty is. But if I say it with enough conviction, somebody may repeat it. And I refuse to do that. Because I went back, and here's what I put all my research into. What a bunch of losers that get involved in trying to predict something they have no idea about.
Hey, I'm not a loser.
No, you don't want to admit you're a loser. But yeah. You're a loser when it comes to you have no idea about the top five quarterback prospects.
Absolutely.
You got no idea.
Correct.
Whatsoever.
And I'm in
enough
to admit
anybody
that.
Else. Nobody else in this market.
Not even John Keim, who knows everything.
No. John Keim is a badass. He knows as much as anybody in his industry.
Which is insane.
Because they have more information than the average person.
Even still, they're just tight-lipped.
John Keim is a professional. He is paid to investigate and to research, that's how he makes a living doing that. Ask him to put his mortgage up on it.
He would never.
I ask anybody. I ask all our experts. Hey, big shot. But I won't front them out that way because I know they're not going to do it. Ain't nobody going to put your mortgage up on this crap you're saying. Ain't nobody going to do that.
It's true.
Just trying to get clicks. You know what? Here's what I'm saying. Just look at the past. Look how many losers people have said, oh, this guy, he's awful.
Ryan Leaf.
Most of them are terrible.
Josh Doctson.
They're not even close. They're pathetic. And we've had a whole bunch of them here.
Plenty of them.
They couldn't play dead. And you say to yourself, how can somebody be this far off? It has nothing to do with the kids. It's the people that you select to make the decisions. Now you get, and this is why I say trust your source, Kingsbury. You got a guy that is supposed to be a what?
Offensive mastermind?
Guru. Okay. So I'm checking him. So he showed me his hand. We had a guy here that had 17, 18 starts under his belt. He couldn't get rid of him quick as he got rid of him so quick. UPS couldn't have got rid of that kid quick enough. So what did that tell me? It told me a lot. Then he brought in a kid and didn't ask your approval. Did he care a damn what you thought? Most people don't like who he brought in, right? Have you heard Nell's reaction to the person that the guru picked?
It's true. Yeah, people are losing it over that.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I love about him, right? He don't give a damn. I love that. Because the people that don't like it, they don't make a living picking quarterbacks. This guy got a job because he picks quarterbacks. So what am I going to do? Pick the guy that don't do it for a living or the guy that does do it for a living? Guy does it for a living. And people hire him. Now, he ain't won a lot of games. I wouldn't pick him to be my head coach if I want to win games. But I damn sure have seen him work with people that are very talented. And I go, you know what? If he likes him, guess what? I like him. I like him. Because he got a plan. I go, well, why would you go after a guy that other people don't like or other people are questioning? I go, that's my kind of guy. Go against the grain. Because these other people are only repeating, for the most part, what they've heard somebody else say.
Well, and I think there's a big Marcus Mariota throw that sticks in a lot of people's minds as of late. When he was falling to the ground, decided to try and make a play and just threw it.
Who hadn't had a bad throw to play as quarterback?
That's a good point, because there's another Marcus Mariota throw.
Here's the thing. You know who don't have a bad throw? The son of a bitch that's evaluating the guy. He ain't had a bad throw because he ain't in the game because he's not a quarterback.
Fair point.
He's a talk show guy, a girl, or writer, or whoever. He's not an athlete. Not an athlete. So that's okay. I'm going with the person that the GM picked. And I go, you know what? Okay. Go on with your bad self. Who do you like? And we'll see how they build, how they construct it. That's the least you can do, is give him that right, that benefit of the doubt.
Oh, he's got, trust me, he's the longest leash I think I could give anybody.
So if you ask me, like, how can you not? I like the kid out of LSU based on what my eyes tell me.
Yeah.
Then I base it. Well, then, but why you say that? Well,
because you watch the tape.
I like people that play the toughest competition.
Yeah.
I'm not evaluating you. You play in the YMCA. I'm sorry. I want people tested. If I have the option of seeing a guy that played in front of 100,000 people regularly or a guy that played in front of 30,000, I'm taking the guy 100. I want a guy stressed. I don't want you to blow your mind at my first home game. Why would I do that? Personally, I'd put all my money into taking the kid from Carolina. That's what I would think they're going to do. It's not what I would do, but I think that's what they're going to do.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you say, well, why wouldn't you do it? Because I don't get paid to do that. That's not my job. That's not my job.
It really is such a hard decision to make.
No, it's not my job.
I know.
I've been a mess around and got two offensive linemen. I've been because to me, I'm built more so like, I think more like Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I just want to bloody the thing up. I'm like going, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go draft me two offensive linemen. I want to turn this into a heavyweight bout. I'm going to break you. I'm going to bludgeon you. Because this league is so soft now, you can't even get a yard. Look how soft we were. We couldn't get an inch.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't get a freaking inch. We were that soft. So if you just get some badasses, get an offensive line and a quarterback that's semi-mobile and some tough ass. You just got to get the right kind of people. You can basically just bully most of your people through this league because basically half the league is soft as a jelly donut.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the like linebackers are getting smaller and smaller. The average middle linebacker was like 220 now.
Well, the whole idea most of the league is a social media. Everybody, me, I.
Yeah.
Look at the sissies we've had here. They don't want to practice. They don't want to go to – all they want to do is be on social media. Trust me. I beat you mentally. I just got to get the right people. I know who I want. I know what kind of people I need. If I get them kind of people, I don't give a damn about the stats. I don't give a damn about that. You got to get the right kind of people. And that's what I think this staff will do. They got it figured out. This ain't about how fast, how long, how you're vertical. This is a mental deal. It's about people. You got to get the right people. Ted from the District of Columbia, welcome to Overtime.
Good evening, gentlemen. How's everybody?
Hey, Ted, how you doing?
Hey, look, I'm highly favored and blessed. Glad all of
you are blessed.
Woke up this morning. I've been listening to stories about undefeated. And yeah. I've never been on a team undefeated, but I've had the honor to coach one. Nativity.
Well, then you were then. Then you were undefeated.
Well, I kind of look at, yeah, I was undefeated. No, I was right. Coaching an undefeated team. That's,
well, then hell, you were undefeated.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've never looked at it that way. We went 14-0 through CYO. The greatest thing is that my son was on the team. And
awesome.
It was like, it just took it up to another level. The crazy
awesome.
Part about it is the year before, we were 9-0. And we only lost one game, and that was I had to forfeit the game because some parents couldn't bring their kids there. So of course the parents, the one thing that I the nine kids that I had on the team would tell you, I practiced harder than the game. Personal responsibility. If you do these little things, we will win. We actually, the year before, we opened up the season 9-0, and we had to forfeit a game because two of the parents, they got caught in traffic or whatever, and we had to forfeit their game. We ended up winning the whole thing, but that one game was counted as a loss. There's nothing that we can do about it. So the next year, I learned my lesson. I said, okay, when the schedule came out, I actually went in and changed all the times on our games and put them one hour ahead. So we were scheduled to play at 10. I put it at 9:00. So then, the parents are looking at me like, hey, is the schedule wrong, coach? I said, no, the schedule's right. To make sure that would not happen again. The one thing about being undefeated, and I'm truly humbled and blessed about it, is that I only had 9 kids. And in CYO, I had to play everybody. So everybody played. So it wasn't like I had a stacked team of 5 or 6 and 3 kids that rode the bench. No, everybody had to play. And it was just that the one thing, I've been around undefeated teams. I went to Carroll, so I heard about the 59-60 with Coach and Tom. I mean, I've heard the stories. I witnessed too many DeMatha teams. A couple of friends of mine were on when I was in high school. So, like, undefeated is undefeated. And it was just I don't care if it's in tiddlywinks, tic-tac-toe, whatever. So to elevate it to another level, what the UConn's have done, what South Carolina has done, undefeated
amazing.
Is undefeated. And it's something that can never be taken away from you. So with again, my son and those 8 kids, that's something that we will always share together. And as I told them, I was just a coach, just to putting the pieces together. You all actually played and won. And these were 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And They still talk about it to this day. I said, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. Having
Amen.
Having that
congratulations
one shining moment.
Thanks Thank for you. Sharing that moment, man. It's and more it's so coaching it and helping setting an example. And teachers do it from an academic standpoint. They do it in the classroom. They make an impact, and it's we get the benefit of the camaraderie in sports and the symbolization of this collective thing that we can get our arms around, hands around. It's touching. It really is. I'm touched by it because the relationships that are built from it. I often look back at that picture and was lucky enough to have had my little league coaches at the Super Bowl 17. That meant a lot to me. And I think it means a lot to any athletes to get a chance to play at a higher level and let those coaches know the impact that they had upon their lives and then go back and then give back. And I honor Tom Verbanek, Coach Howerton in our area here that allowed me to volunteer and coach with them for 7 years. It's nothing like it. Nothing like it whatsoever. Being able to share those experiences for an entire season with seven classes of young men that go through programs. And when you get a chance to do that, then you are part of their life forever. And you go through that process with them. And we were able to do that and win over Fairfax. It's something that's touching. Got to go to break, and we'll come back and put a bow on this bad boy. I'll remember this as undefeated. Mad Max, I'm not going to let you forget this one, brother. We'll be right back. Hey, Max, congratulations to the 76ers of South Philadelphia. A lot better than their hockey club. 105-104 over the Miami Heat. And it was a dazzle. It was a hell of a game. A lot of fun watching that. Joel Embiid's crew. So now they are seventh seed. They will advance. It's pretty complicated, Max. But you young people keep up with all that stuff.
Try to.
Yeah, well, you guys, because you better. If not, you'll lose your shirt.
That's
the
right.
One thing about it. When you're wagering, you keep up with everything. You better.
Have to.
Otherwise, you'd be in a world of trouble. Hey, tonight was, we want to thank the Washington Nationals and the Washington Capitals because they gave us a boost. They gave us a great head start, a lead in, because there's nothing like winning. And we were, the atmosphere, all of our Warriors, the canine community that joined us, it was a great spirit. Happy birthday. To Fred Smoot. I think Fred is 61, if I'm not mistaken. And I know in a few moments the clock strikes 12:01. My mom will hit 92. And with a happy birthday to Lucille. That'll be a great move. And Max, man, you had a tough time getting in, but you made the absolute best of it. You as Coach would say, you were simply one of the best. I tried to tell you you were going to make this thing out, and you did it.
Battle in Metro Fires, we did it.
I hate where you were at because I've been there. It sucks.
It's awful.
When you can't control your destiny.
It's the worst.
I want to thank everybody that joined us on the MGM National Listener Line. It was a lot of fun. So much fun. We'll continue to do it. I think Nell is coming up tomorrow. And he's gonna do what he does. Simply one of the best. God bless everybody. Let's get after it right here on Overtime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.